674,000. That is the number Boeing put on the table this year, and I want you to sit with it for a second before we go anywhere else. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATIS, the show where we take the headlines coming across the wire and translate them into something you can actually use in the cockpit. And today's headline is a big one. Boeing has released its annual pilot and technician outlook, and the projected demand for new pilots over the next 20 years has ticked up again. 674,000 pilots. That is the industry telling us, in the plainest terms it knows how, that it needs people in the left seat, and it needs them for a very long time. Here's what you need to know, and I mean that literally, because this forecast touches almost everyone who flies. Whether you're a student pilot who soloed last month, or a career flyer wondering what the next decade looks like before we get into the meat of it, let me take care of something. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com and that sponsor Rid actually lines up beautifully with what we're talking about today, because Boeing's forecast is at its heart a story about that entire arc, first solo to airline transport pilot. 674,000 of those journeys projected over 20 years. So let's unpack the number every summer. Boeing publishes what it calls the commercial market outlook, and folded into that is a workforce forecast. It looks out two decades and estimates how many new pilots, how many maintenance technicians, and how many cabin crew the commercial aviation world is going to need. This is not a wish list. It's Boeing's best modeling of fleet growth, retirements, and attrition, mapped against the airplanes they expect to be flying by the middle of the 2040s. This year, the pilot figure moved up to 674,000, AOPA reported the update. And the detail that jumped out to me is not just that the number went up. It's why Boeing says the number is what it is, and how the industry expects to meet it. Because here's the part the headline doesn't tell you. Boeing isn't just saying the demand is there. Boeing is saying the industry is leaning hard on advanced technology to transform how pilots are trained and to make that training more efficient, so the pipeline can actually keep pace. Let me slow down on that, because that's the real story. For most of the history of this profession, training a pilot has been a fundamentally analog process. Hours in the airplane, hours in the traffic pattern, an instructor in the right seat watching you fumble your radio calls, and slowly over weeks and months watching you get better. That model works. It has produced generations of extraordinary aviators. But it is expensive, it is slow, and it does not scale easily. You cannot simply flip a switch and produce 20,000 more airline pilots next year. The airplanes, the instructors, the maintenance capacity, the sheer number of available training hours, all of it is a bottleneck. So when Boeing talks about advanced technology transforming training, what they're pointing at is a shift in how the early hours get built, more sophisticated simulation, higher fidelity flight training devices, data-driven instruction that can look at how a specific student is performing and tailor the syllabus to close their specific gaps. The idea is competency, not just clock time. Prove you can do the thing rather than simply log the hours and hope proficiency followed along. Now, this affects you if you're anywhere on the training path right now. Because if you're a student pilot, the ground is shifting under your feet in a way that is mostly good news. The industry is not walking away from the need for pilots. Quite the opposite. That demand curve is real, and it is climbing. If you're working on your certificates today, you're working toward a profession that is telling you, out loud, that it wants you. But I want to be measured here, because that's the job. A 20-year forecast is a forecast. It is not a guarantee, and it is not a hiring schedule. We've watched this industry cycle before. Demand surges, airlines hire aggressively, the training pipeline floods, and then a downturn or a shock comes along and the hiring freezes. Anyone who was flying in the early 2000s or in 2020 knows exactly what I'm talking about. So take the big number for what it is. A long-range signal of structural demand. Not a promise that any single month will be a good month to be looking for a job. That's the honest framing. Now let me tell you why I still think the signal matters. The demand in this forecast is not built on optimism. It's built on arithmetic. Two forces are driving it, and both are hard to argue with. The first is fleet growth. Boeing expects the global commercial fleet to keep expanding, particularly in regions where air travel is still maturing. More airplanes need more crews. That's not complicated. The second force is retirement, and this one is closer to home for the folks listening in the United States. We have a mandatory retirement age for airline pilots, and we have a very large group of pilots who came up together and who are now moving through the back end of their careers at roughly the same time. When a big cohort ages out, the airlines below them have to backfill, and that pulls pilots up from the regionals, which pulls instructors out of the flight schools, which pulls on the entire system all the way down to the person who just walked in the door for a discovery flight. That cascade is the real engine under the 674,000. It's demographics as much as it is economics. So what should you actually do about it? Because on this show, we try to always get to the so what. If you're a career track pilot, the takeaway is patience paired with preparation. The long-term demand is structurally sound. Build your hours, build your ratings, keep your record clean, and be ready for the windows when they open. Because when the hiring cycle swings up, it tends to swing up fast. And the pilots who are ready are the ones who move. If you're a flight instructor right now, understand your leverage in a demand environment like this one. The CFI is the pinch point of the entire pipeline. Every one of those 674,000 pilots has to be trained by somebody. That somebody is you. It's demanding work, and it's often underpaid work. But it is also some of the most important work in this industry, and the value of a good instructor has arguably never been higher. And if you fly purely for the love of it, general aviation, weekend, $100 hamburgers, no airline ambitions at all, this still touches you. Because the technology that reshapes airline training does not stay in the airline world. It flows downhill. Better simulations, smarter scenario-based training, more capable flight training devices at the local level. The tools that make an airline cadet more efficient are the same categories of tools that are showing up at your home field. That's a good thing for safety, and it's a good thing for accessibility. Let me flag one thing as opinion because I want to keep the line clean between reporting and editorializing my read. And this is my read. Is that the most interesting phrase in the whole forecast is efficiency. Boeing is not saying the industry will meet this demand by simply doing more of the same, only bigger. They're saying it has to be met by doing it smarter. And I think that's an admission that the old model, hours upon hours in the airplane, cannot scale to 674,000 pilots on its own. Something has to change about how we build a pilot. That's not a threat to the craft. Stick and rudder skill is not going away, and it never should. But the path to it is going to look different for the next generation than it did for the last one. That's my take. You're welcome to disagree, and I'd genuinely like to hear it now. A word of caution that I think has to go alongside all of this. Efficiency is a wonderful goal right up until it becomes a shortcut. The reason the traditional model produces good pilots is that it forces reps. It forces you to sit in weather you didn't expect, to salvage a bad approach, to make a decision when the instructor goes quiet and lets you sweat. Any transformation of training that trims the fat is welcome. Any transformation that trims the actual judgment, the seasoning, the hard-won airmanship. That's the thing we all have to watch closely. The demand number is a business problem, but the standard is a safety problem. And those two things cannot be allowed to drift apart. The good news is that competency-based training done right is aimed squarely at raising the standard, not lowering it. Done right. That's the whole ballgame. Let me bring this back to where we started, because I think the number deserves one more look. 674,000 pilots over 20 years. Break that down, and it's tens of thousands of first solos, tens of thousands of first cross-countries, a staggering number of check rides passed, of first officer stripes pinned on, of captains upgrading. Every one of those is a person deciding that this life, this strange and demanding and beautiful life of moving through the air on purpose, is the one they want. And the industry is out here publishing a forecast that says plainly, we need every single one of you. If you've been sitting on the fence about starting, wondering whether the door is open, this forecast is Boeing holding that door and pointing inside. Measured as always about the cycles, yes. But the long arc points in one direction, and it's up. That's the story. This update comes to us by way of OPA's reporting on Boeing's annual outlook, and my thanks to both for the detail behind the headline. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHanger.com. So here's my thought as we sign off. Somewhere today, a student is going to grease their first landing and not even realize they just took a step into that number. If that's you, welcome aboard. We've been saving you a seat. I'm Tower. Keep the demand curve climbing, and I'll see you on the next one.